feel like you can do it. Don't let's be cynical. Don't let's be bitter. If you feel like you can do it for yourself.
us about what we wanted lost, how it all came to us at such a high, high cost. And we're living in our ruins today, but not for long. Oh, I know it now, today, but not for long. Now we're sitting at the table where we wept, our bodies filled with promises we never could have kept. And we're sleeping in our clothes, just trying to fight the sun. Oh, I've never won trying to fight the sun, 'cause the days seem to change, and I can't keep up this pace. I've always running when I probably should have walked, and always singing when I probably should have talked. If the world doesn't stop spinning soon, days
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Spices and tricolored pastas. The meat carved was drawn from succulent juices, served on platters of the purest gold. I was calm when we arrived at the party. Embracing the evening, my wife leaned over and she whispered, "I love you." I held her close and we danced. We had the best time at your party. The wife and I, thank you very much. We had the best time at your party.
Something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity. I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. All right, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Can't see through. Every drop of rain that falls reminds me of you.
and the traffic goes round and round, swallowing the road and spitting out clouds, and the spirit she hides on a damp path of moss and stone, from a fear we are born with and never outgrow. And what else you can keep? Your American cash and smile, and the suits sing.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Picking up snow, I'm picking up those wild ways that I've never known. I'm picking up light in autumn, picking up sound and speed, I'm picking up that fragrance. You wore in 1953, oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known. Cause you can't take them with you when you go. I'm picking up dragonflies through the purple reeds, and I'm picking up lemonade on the porch with a nice cool cross breeze. I'm dancing in silver grass under a harvest moon. Was this our last dance? Darling, you just left too soon. Oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known. Cause you can't take them with you when you go. Up ahead an oasis, clear my vision, please. Is this going. I fall down on my knees, oh, before I go to greet my Lord, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known, 'cause you can't take them with you when you go. Oh,
why? like crows on a dead man's ditch. Digging down hard for what makes them rich. The one that's working on a shoulder bone says the time has come to fly on home. Down in the village with her child in bed, the blacksmith's wife hung down her head. So shadows pass along the ground, felt the breeze but heard no sound. Two black crows on the fatal tree keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free is one crow you. The other crow, me. The penitents crawl on bended knee at the foot of the hill. They look to see if the old tableau is being played out still. With a rattle of bones and a lingering kill, they tied his ankles and they tied his shins. They talked of virtue and they talked of sin. They welcomed confession and craved romance and cheered when they saw the hangman dance. Two black crows on a fatal tree keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free is one crow you. The other crow means. And when they hear the roosters call, all men fear what could befall. The lives they led from day to day, brief lives of grief and quick decay. While high above with gimlet eye, dark majesty and strangled cry. Two black crows on the judgment seat,
death before they eat. Two black crows on the fatal tree. Keeping watch on the butchery. The other crew
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.